Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're chatting with Joel Elkonen, co-host of the Benzinga Pre-Market Prep Show, also editor of the Pre-Market Prep website. Now, Joel, before we get into the weakness broadly in the U.S. equity markets, there's a story that has been in the news now for probably about 2 weeks that deals with Elon Musk and his goals, I guess, of buying Twitter and taking that private. The market clearly is not very impressed with his plans when you look at Tesla stock, because Tesla is down $100 today, over 10% as we're talking. Look, there's a lot of moving parts that go into this deal, and quite frankly, I don't actually think that anyone knows what Elon is truly up to. But what's your takeaway, Joel, from what Elon's trying to do with Twitter and the market reaction, at least today, in Tesla?
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me. I'll tell you what I think about it. I've been a long-term shareholder of Twitter, and I'm completely out of the stock. I sold some a few days ago. I was hoping, I was thinking maybe, I'll hold on for that cash price. It's not really a big position. It just doesn't seem right to me right now. What's going on? He pledged, well, there's a couple things here. One, the way he acquired his position is being under some regulatory scrutiny with his disclosings. So, if the SEC really doesn't like it and they deem what he did, was nefarious at all, they may block him from buying the company and fine him a substantial amount of money. The other thing is, I know he's worth more money than anybody in the world by a large margin, but he pledged his stock to 12 different banks. And these banks now basically have like a covered short on the stock, right? Because if it goes down far enough, for him to, to meet his loan obligation, he's going to have to, sell some stock. Now, that's a pretty, risky thing for them to do, is definitely with the price action that you have it. But just to say you get the ball rolling one way, right? And today it took out a huge support level. I know I talk about, charts and everything. I mean, you go look at nine, if you're an amateur looking at the charts, go look at 975. And that had just been a level of levels holding up. That gave away today. Now the stock is down under 900, right? Continues to make new lows for the session, down over 10%. So what if this crescendo effect has other people taking profit in the stock? And these guys are not even, maybe they're getting the ball rolling. So, he wants to do the deal when the stock is in at 1,000. Is he going to want to do the deal if his stock is at 7 or 750? Is he going to be so concerned about the world and free speech, when he's trying to, as Shad mentioned, running several other companies? And, he's got a lot on his plate, plus, redoing the First Amendment according to free speech. I mean, he's a brilliant guy. Give him all the credit for everything he's done. That's just... just don't know if he's running amok here with his purchase of Twitter.
Yeah, Joel, it's an interesting saga, because it was also the whole saga leading up to this about whether he was going to have a board seat or not, and the speculation around the takeover, then the takeover, and then the reaction from Twitter employees that's been hitting all week, and they're concerned about the new direction of the company. And to Corey's point, Tesla shareholders aren't that impressed with him getting sidetracked, because people can remember that Tesla's not just the car company. He also merged into that, the solar company. He's got a boring tunneling company. He's also got SpaceX. So the other question is, what is Elon's bandwidth to really run a company as large as Twitter? And do you think this speaks to sometimes in takeovers and mergers, companies actually grow too big despite their own face?
Well, I mean, it's also is that I saw that the higher ups, told the employees that they have no idea, what he's planning on doing with the company. So, I mean, is he bringing in an entire new staff? I mean, what's he doing? I mean, I hope he's just has one hell of a plan for this. But, if you're at Twitter, it's getting taken over, or supposedly getting taken over. and there's, you know, no plan, then, you know, it's going to be a lot of attrition with employees. So I don't know. I mean, I tend to, you know, overthink things and come up with ideas and scenarios that are probably a little bit far-fetched. But here, you know, the price action is just indicating skepticism to me.
That is true. The stock did pop at the beginning of this month when this news started to break. But Joel, you even mentioned you're out of the stock now. Do you think you'll ever get back in? What would have to happen here for you to get interested in Twitter again?
Nothing. I'm done. I bought it. I bought it a long time ago. I don't know. I think even under $20. I wrote it up to 80. Nothing. I mean, if this deal falls through, Twitter is not going back to 40. It's going back to 35. It might even be going back to 30. I mean, this company, you know, it has the billions of users. It had, you know, not necessarily a head start on a little bit of a head start on Facebook. And I mean, they just haven't been able to monetize it. So unless he's just content to blow, you know, 40, 50 billion and then whatever negative, you know, effect it has on his stock, you know, in the name of free speech, then, you know, more power to him. But, you know, nothing. I'm done. I held on a small piece and then saw it go down to 30, 35. And then when it came back up, you know, when the news of this takeover came, I said, you know, this is my opportunity to get out of the rest. So not, you know, I'm done. I'm not buying it. No way. The risk here, you're buying it at $50. Your reward is $4 if it gets taken over. Your risk is $30. And the risk arbs today, a stock down 3%, $1.60 with a cash deal on the table. If the risk arbs on Wall Street don't want to have anything to do with it, then I don't want to have anything to do with it.
That's probably a sound decision, Joel, but it's not just Twitter and Tesla that are facing weakness this week. And the end of last week, we've really seen some weakness across the board in almost all sectors. What's your general look on the markets that have continued to be under pressure for about the last three or four trading sessions?
Oh, man, I just don't like, you know, the price action that you had yesterday, right? And then just giving it all back today, not even blinking. You know, you thought there'd be some backing and filling today, but gave up the gains in the pre-market session, never even attempted to rally off the, you know, the open of the regular session. I think you got some nervous Nellies out there. You got Google on tap, Microsoft on tap. They might come out with some good earnings, but you get some warnings out of some of these big boys, you know, the ones that held us up, and just Tim Barron, look out below. So you've already seen the destruction of Facebook. You've already seen the destruction of Netflix. Amazon lost 3K. I mean, that stock's been going nowhere for a couple years. And Google, after its last, beat it, announced a stock buyback, and that's performed horribly. So, you know, the inflation's not under control. The war in Ukraine, we're nowhere near to a resolution than, you know, we've seen before. You have lockdowns in Shanghai, rampant testing in Beijing. I mean, if you're a contrarian and you're like, oh, this is terrible, horrible news, then, you know, get in there and buy. But, you know, the market has not had a good year. We're getting into the, you know, to the second quarter, and we'll see how these companies report. But I think you'll be concerned with the guidance. And then you get a stock like GE. That's down 12% today. That's down $11. I mean, the banks continue to, you know, to go lower. I mean, there's not a lot of, energy is finally starting to come off. You know, crude had that's run. People have been hiding out in the energy and the consumer staples and stuff. And it almost feel like, you know, like there's nowhere to hide.
Even the commodities have started to sell off too, Joel, especially precious metals, and even the base metals are off some of their highs. Regarding this weakness broadly in the markets, though, does seem to be led by tech. You outlined a number of tech names earlier, but fact of the matter is tech is down more today than even the Russell 2000, the small caps. Just how worried do we have to be about tech? And the fact of the matter is if tech sells off, it can take down everything.
Yeah. You have to be real concerned. I mean, I was one that, from the COVID lows, really never anticipated, going up as high as we did. I think the COVID lows were an extreme. I think the all-time highs were another extreme. And I think this market has to find an equilibrium, somewhere. You're not probably, a rising interest rate environment. I know that the 10-year, popped over 3%. I think it pulled back a little bit from there. I mean, when you got utilities, leading the way on the upside, that means investors are hanging out. And that's usually not a good sign when, when those stocks are your leaders. So, we got the big tech earnings coming out today, and it could be, everything could be rosy and beats and beats and raised guidance. But I don't know. I just don't see that on the horizon.
Yeah, and the market is not telling us that that's what we're going to get either, or at least looking ahead as the markets try to do. I don't know. It looks pretty weak. And right now, NASDAQ is very close to breaking down to lows for the year. So pretty interesting day. Again, weakness across the board. It seems like we've been talking about weakness broadly for about a week now, and that's hitting all the sectors. So something for everyone to take note of. Joel, thank you as always for your time. Next week, who knows if we're still going to be chatting about weakness, but as of right now, boy, oh boy, these markets very close to continued breakdowns. Thanks for your time, Joel. Hope you have a great rest of your week, buddy. We'll chat next week.
Okay, thank you.